It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this evening here on Care Radio in the heart of America Athletic Conference. The Benedictine Ravens are playing host to the Peru State Bobcats. Hello again, everybody, with Seth running the buttons and dials, producing and engineering back at the Care Radio Sports Studio this evening. Tom Kautz with you here courtside as the Ravens and the Bobcats get set to enter the second half of the 2024-25 conference basketball season. It's hard to believe that we are now reached the midpoint, as these two teams have already played once before in the very first conference game of the year, a game that was won by Benedictine up in Peru, 77-67. It wasn't as easy as all that. Lady Ravens trailed at halftime in this ball game by a couple of points, but outscored Peru State 46-34 in the second half, a game in which Lauren Dubert, but the Ravens are scoring with 23 points. And you think she didn't warm up in the second half? 21 of those 23 came after intermission. Really nice crowd on hand here as the students getting back toward campus. A lot of people from the community, family, friends, and the faithful followers who always turn up for the Raven games. And, of course, you're going to be able to enjoy in the background the tunes from the Benedictine Pep Band who are on hand here this evening as well. Tell you what, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back. Bring you the starters, a little more insight into the game, and then the tip-off for the ladies' contest, the first of a doubleheader, as the guys' game is slated to begin, and we'll have it here on Care Radio at about 7:30. That's it. We'll be back here in the Nolan Gymnasium very quickly.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. The PA Guide Board is getting set to introduce the starters to the ever-increasing crowd here in the gym tonight. And as he does that for them, let me do that for you. First of all, for the visitors from Peru State University, Peru, Nebraska, under head coach, first season, in fact, head coach Mike Seibrandt. Peru State comes into the game tonight at 6-11 on the season. They are 4-9 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and they're going to be starting Haley Ingram. She's a 5'7" senior guard from Omaha, Nebraska, out of Burke High School. Natasha Deal is a 5'8" senior from Winnebago, Nebraska, and she from Winnebago High School. And as we get a little light on the subject here, you're also going to have Falls City, Nebraska native out of Falls City Sacred Heart, 5'11" sophomore Erickson Vonderschmidt. Savannah Bingham's from Plattsburgh, Missouri. She's a junior at 5'8". And rounding it out from St. Michael High School in Albertville, Minnesota, it is 6'1" sophomore Kylie Diaz. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and head coach Chad Folsom, Benedictine checks into the game tonight at 12-3 on the season, 9-2 in conference play. And they'll be starting the same five who have started every game this season. That's right. These five have started all 15 games, and it starts off with Kennedy Nicholson out of Goddard, Kansas, and Eisenhower High School. She's a 5'6" senior. Beloit, Kansas native senior Lauren Duber checking in at 5'7". Josie Weiser from Jefferson County North High School. She's a Nortonville, Kansas native, a 5'11" senior. A senior at 6'1" from Wichita, Kansas. She's from Capon Mount Carmel Catholic High School. It's Jennifer Jacobs. And rounding out the starting five, the old Thunder out of Nemaha Central, 6'3" senior Riley Roddinghouse. So Benedictine, as they have all year, starting five seniors. And you cannot argue with success. It has worked very, very well for Coach Folsom, assistant coach Andy Connolly, and his team, as they have played extremely good basketball, although Ken ran into a bit of a stumbling block the other day as they went over to Canton, Missouri, and were upset in their latest game out over at Culver Stockton. You got to think that this Lady Raven team, who is in the national poll, it's going to be looking to bounce back from that, maybe make a little bit of a statement here tonight. Peru State out on the floor first, and they are in their traveling black uniforms with royal blue lettering and trim. The Benedictine Lady Ravens in those home whites with red and black. As I mentioned earlier, don't forget the guys' game coming up at the conclusion of this one. We all anticipate the start of that one right about 7:30 here tonight for the Ravens. Then next outing is a long roadie. And when I say long roadies, I'm not just whistling Dixie here. We're talking about all the way to Dubuque. As Benedictine is going to be at Clark on Saturday. Of course, you're going to hear those games here on Care Radio at 12-2. Coming into the center circle to jump it off, Riley Roddinghouse for Benedictine. Kylie Diaz for Peru State. We are set to go and hope you enjoy it. Lady Ravens and the Lady Bobcats. The ball is up, the tip away. Benedictine is going to control it down. We're underway. Lauren Dubert will walk it into the forecourt. Lady Ravens going from left to right across your dial here in the opening half. Josie's going to have it in front of the Peru bench. Kicks it over to Lauren. Dubert will accelerate. Take it down the left side of the lane. Stop on the block. Gets in a little traffic down there. Twist, turns, is able to dump it across the lane to Josie, who will fall away, shoot, and score. And that quickly, Benedictine has broken out on top on their first possession of the ballgame. It is 2-0 BC. We're a half a minute in. Peru State coming up the floor. It's going to be Haley Ingram with a basketball. And in the forecourt as quickly as they get into the forecourt. Jennifer Jacobs picks up her first foul. Now, J.J.'s sometimes gets herself into foul trouble. It feels like to me that she will either swing one extreme or the other. Either she will go to the fourth quarter with no fouls, or she will have three in the first half. We'll see. It's starting off the wrong way for her right now. Diaz has it on the left side, kicks it out to Ingram. Bruce State with her first offensive possession of the ball game. The shot clock's at six. They'll feed into the lane, twisting, turning, shot up, rolls, and in. Give that bucket to Natasha Diaz, and we're tied at two. There are four of the starting five players for Peru State who average double-figure scoring, and Kylie Diaz is the leader in all that. And now as the Ravens are going to feed the ball into the middle on this offensive possession, it'll get to Rodinghouse, but she'll lose her footing a little bit and travel with the basketball. Peru State back up court. Talking about Kylie Diaz, not only is she the leading scorer, 14.3 for her team, but she's also the leading shot blocker in the conference. She averages about 3.5 blocked shots a game. And so she is a force with whom to be contended in the middle. Peru State's going to turn it over with a travel in the lane, and Benedictin back up court with it. Here's Dubert, comes out on top, Rodinghouse. Now the shot for three. It's Josie online, but a little too long, and the rebound is going to carry him out of bounds. Peru State's going to have it in the backcourt. 8:20 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine, Peru State, and the ladies' game, an early 2-2 tie. BC will apply a little full court pressure. Peru will work it and work it and finally get it into the forecourt. Swing it over to the right side. Gets it there to Natasha Diaz. We'll have a baseline runner. Knocks it in. Peru State's in front. Natasha Diaz with all of her team's points. And Lady Ravens trailing it by a pair 2 minutes in. Dubert skips it over to Josie. Again, way out to the right elbow in front of the Peru State bench. Drives in. Puts a shot up off the window. But good. Tying the game at four. So for Benedictine, all 4 points for Josie. For Peru State, all 4 points for Natasha, and we are even again. Diaz will take the ball away up near midcourt and get it across the timeline with a little outlet pass. They'll feed it to the left side of the lane, turning, changing directions, going up with the left hand and putting it in. First points of the game for Arison Vonderschmidt. And Peru back up by a pair at 6-4. Dubert will take it all the way down the floor, and the ball is going to be batted away from her. Peru State picks it up. Here come the Lady Bobcats. 7:11 to go in the opening quarter. Peru into the forecourt, leading it by a pair. It's 6-4. Top side is going to be Haley Ingram. Ingram will back in. No room into the middle. She'll dump it back off on top. Now a nice screen set. Driving shot down the left side. Up, no good. Diaz coming down with the rebound. And Rodinghouse is just going to wrench it away from her. And Benedictine will break it into the forecourt. Right side again to Josie. Little hook pass underneath JJ. And as she goes up for the shot, she's going to be fouled. And I suspect they will call this a foul on the floor. It is going to be a hold. It'll be on the floor, and a whistle is going to be on Vonderschmidt. It'll be her first and the first Bobcat foul. The ball comes into Jacobs. Both teams still with their starting fives out there. 6:47 to go in quarter number one. Beautiful entry pass, and then as Rodinghouse goes up, she gets fouled and will be coming to the line. Okay, the number he gave us is wrong. I think the official comes over. There is no 30. It's number 10. That's the ticket. So the foul is going to be on Natasha Diaz, her first. And at the line for Benedictine, Riley Rodinghouse. Riley is not a great free throw shooter, and that one bounces off the back, blows up, kind of rattles around the rim and falls in. So Rodinghouse with her first point of the game, but she comes in tonight, a 54% free throw shooter on the season. That second one is perfect, so she's got her first two. And Benedictine has tied the game at six. 6:40 to go in quarter number one. Peru State again battling hard and having to work hard to get the ball into the forecourt. They'll dish it over to the left side. Natasha Diaz kicks it back. Little jumper, knocking it down. Haley Ingram. And Peru pushes ahead again by a pair at 8-6. 6:15 to go here in the opening quarter. Women's college basketball this evening on Care Radio. Delighted to have you along with us. On the left side is going to be Josie. Heads for the baseline. Now stops, fades away, pulls it up, and scores it. Josie Weiser with a half a dozen. We are tied again now at 8. Benedictine looking to trap the ball in the backcourt. Crew will get it across the timeline. Two Ravens are going to collide, and that's going to provide an opening underneath, and the shot is going to go up and in. Kylie Diaz has her first point, and 4 Peru State players have scored, and Benedictine drives them out the court-length pass up the floor. They're going to throw it away and turn it over. I don't think Coach Bolsa particularly happy with how things are going, and Benedictine is going to utilize the timeout. We're taking a break. It's 5:41 to go in the opening quarter of the ladies' game, the first of our doubleheader tonight. Peru State 10, Benedictine 8.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
First 8 put to the ball and playing in the back quarters. We return. And if you got the vibe, the Lady Bobcats are shooting the ball extremely well at the onset of this game. Well, you're very well bounded in that. Peru State is 5 of 6 shooting the ball. And as I say that, they'll put up one from the outside that is going to miss single out of bounds. It'll belong to Benedictine. But the Ravens have made two substitutions, bringing Nicole Stork into the game and also bringing Riley Brueggemann in off the bench. Brueggemann, the long cross court pass left side. Nicholson goes 3. It's going to be a little long, but rebounded down by Josie, who goes to the rack, putting it in. Josie Weiser has 8, and we're tied at 10. Josie, 8 of Benedict's first 10 points, as we're now inside 5 minutes ago in the first quarter. Crew from the left side, a wide open 3 is up and good. And that is the first 3-point shot hit by Peru State. They are now 1 of 2, so hitting half from the outside, hitting over 70% from the floor. Lady Bobcats are playing some outstanding basketball. And now Benedictine with a pass to the top. It's going to get away from Nicholson. Bit of an errant pass. She was unable to track it down, and Peru State's going to have it back. It's a 13-10. Lady Bobcat lead. Rodinghouse will check out for the Lady Ravens, and coming into the game is going to be, I'll tell you what, one of the rising stars in this program, 6'3" freshman, Carmen Morales. Carmen, out of Granada, Spain, and she has just gotten better and better and better as the season has gone along, and she's assimilated a little bit to the American style of basketball as opposed to that European style. Here's Prue with the basketball. We'll feed into the lane, and then the shot goes up. Brueggemann reaches across to deflect it, and she's going to bring Kylie Diaz to the free throw line. The foul on Riley Brueggemann, her first, Benedictine second in the opening quarter. Team fouls are even at 2 apiece, and at the line is Kylie Diaz out of Albertville, Minnesota. She's a good free throw shooter. Bigs are not always, but she shoots over 82%, and that one hits the front of the rim. It's way short. 13-10, Lady Bobcats in front of Benedictine at 4 minutes and 10 to go in the opening quarter. Look who's walking in the door. It's Randy Gatula. Shot goes up, no good. Benedictine coming down with a rebound. So both free throws missed by Kylie Diaz, and the Lady Ravens coming up with a basketball, trailing by 3. Brueggemann will dish it over to the left side to Stork. Comes out on top. Morales now over to Nicholson. Kennedy's look, squares up, puts up the 3, and it won't go in, but we got a foul away from the ball, and it's going to be a foul by Nicole Stork. Nicole will sometimes give you that full contact basketball, and she picks up a foul away from the ball that trip up. Crew back up 4 with it, still leading it by 3. Nice little entry pass. The shot is up, it's in, and it's a +1 for the Lady Bobcats. Count the bucket, and it's going to be another foul on Nicole Stork. Did I say full contact basketball? Now, Kennedy Nicholson will get her first breather of the game, and Lauren Dubert will return to the Lady Raven lineup. Stepping up there with an opportunity at that conventional three-point play. Just coming into the game, it's going to be Tierra Dodd. Her free throw hits the back of the rim. It's no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Josie. You're saying to yourself, Tierra Dodd, why do I know that name? Well, it's because she's an old Wildcat from Holton, Kansas. Tierra, a 5'9" sophomore for Peru State. Benedictine into the forecourt, trying to get out by five. It is the largest deficit of the game, and we have a foul away from the ball, this time on Peru State, down in the paint. And a foul is going to be on... Who's it going to be on? McKinley? Yeah, McKinley Toby. Toby's a 5'9 freshman from Broken Bow, Nebraska. Benedictine brings it in. Stork forces up the shot that fails, and a rebound pulled down by Diaz. And again, up the floor comes Peru State. Lady Ravens getting off to a bit of a slow start here. And you say that, looking at the shooting numbers, they're still hitting 57% of their shots, but they trail by five. Shot missing for Peru. Ravens are going to go the coast to coast to the driving layup. Lauren Dubert for two. Lauren picks up her first points of the ball game. And Benedictine trailing it by five a moment ago. Back to within three at 15-12. 2:50 to go in the opening quarter and counting it down. Bobcats with a basketball. A shot from the left side. Not going to happen to Josie. Well, rebound down the Tierra Dodd miss. She'll bring it down the court. Josie will. One on four. She'll take it all the way to the baseline where her shot is going to be rejected out of bounds and into the pit. Benedictine is going to make another couple of substitutions, as will Peru make one. Peru's going to bring Vonderschmidt back in. Benedictine is going to see the return of Jennifer Jacobs and into the game for the first time tonight. BC is going to bring Michaela Bauman. Here's Jacobs will turn and shoot and draw the foul. It'll be Jennifer coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. The foul is going to be on Peru State, and Tierra Dodd will have her first foul of the game. Team fouls are going to be even up now at four apiece, and Jennifer Jacobs steps to the stripe. Her first shot, right in there. First point of the game for Jennifer. Resetting those fives on the floor right now for Benedictine. Brueggemann, Dubert, Weiser, Morales, and Stork as the second free throw for Jacobs is also good. And it's a one-point game, 15-14. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Looking out there for Peru State, I've got Haley Ingram and Natasha Deal. Got McKinley Toby, Tierra Dodd, and it'll be Kylie Diaz. Now, as Peru comes up to court, we're going to get a Benedictine foul. And it's on Lauren Dubert. So for the Ravens, as they reach team foul five, that's going to bring Peru to the free throw line. And the lefty puts it up, puts it in. And Vonderschmidt has her third point of the game. One more shot coming up. And she'll get them both. 17-14, Lady Bobcats with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Benedictine into the forecourt with it, works it over to the left side. They'll feed underneath to Morales, who will spin and shoot, miss it, gets your own rebound, will not hit the follow shot. And after the second miss, rebounding it down is going to be Peru State Lady Bobcats. Bringing it up the floor, it's going to be McKinley Toby over to the left side in front of the Benedictine bench. Feeds it off on top. Ingram drives into the lane. The pass is going to be deflected. Rebounding it down, Benedictine. Outlet to JJ. She's in. She's up. She's good. Jennifer Jacobs, fourth win of the game, draws Benedictine once again to within a point at 17-16. Down to a minute and a half to go in quarter number one. Tierra Dodd swings it over to the right side. Trying to drive in McKinley Toby, changes directions, no room for her there. The Ravens are going to double up on the basketball. Now back again, a little off balance, is going to be Toby. Able to recover, puts it on top, shot clock is down to eight. In the lane, the left-handed shot is going to go up, and we'll have a Benedictine foul and a couple of free throws coming up for Peru as the whistle is going to be on Morales. So Carmen with her first foul, and the Lady Ravens picking up a lot of fouls early in the game. That's a half a dozen Although once you get to five, it really doesn't make any difference. Back at the free throw line for State, and Aaron Vonderschmidt is 3 for 3 now at the free throw line, having hit that first shot. She's got 5 points, and that one makes 6. Vonderschmidt with a half a dozen leads her team in scoring, and Benedictine trails by 3. 75 seconds to go in quarter number 1. To the left side is going to be Brueggemann. Morales out on top to Dubert. Back over to the left side, Bauman. She'll drive, put up a two-handed shot that is going to be blocked away and out of bounds. She dropped down the left side of the lane, went up with that sweeping underhand motion with both hands on the ball. I think she really thought she could draw a foul, but did not. The ball knocked out of bounds. Ravens will bring it back into their offensive end. Here's Dubert with it. Shot clock is already down at 8. Dubert crosses over, starts left, comes right, goes into the lane, crosses over, swings it to the left hand, and puts it in off the left side. Lauren Dubert, nice job of handling the basketball into the lane. And it's 19-18 Peru. 35 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Shot clock, game clock separated by about 10. Bobcats have it on the right side. The pass in the middle, knocked away by Morales. Picked up by Bauman. Michaela will get it away, and Brueggemann will bring it into the forecourt. Shot clock's off. Benedictine is going to have the final shot of the opening quarter. The feed will go underneath to Jacob. She's triple-teamed. Brings it out on top. Stepping into the lane, the running one-handed shot, no. Rebounding it down to Jacobs. The turnaround shot rolls and falls in. Jennifer Jacobs with 3 defenders dripping off her. Able to somehow get that shot away, knocks it down, and with the free throw coming up, Benedictine has taken the lead at that point, and it could be 2. The shot rolls in. It is 21-19, Lady Ravens. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and the upcourt pass is going to get away. And Benedictine will have to go the length of the floor in 2.2 to get a shot off before the end of the opening quarter. They'll bring it in. It's rolling. It's rolling. It's rolling. It's going to be picked up by Brueggemann. She'll pick it up. Launch one. Not close. And we are through the first quarter of the ladies' game. We got a timeout on the court here in Natchez, Kansas. At the end of 1, it's a Benedictine Lady Ravens 21, Peru State 19.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. We go to the second quarter of the ladies' game. Benedictine leading it 21-19. Welcome back, everybody. Seth's in the studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Peru State has the ball to begin the second quarter, and they're going to bring it up from the top. The long 3, no rebound, Lady Ravens. Peru State led in the opening quarter by Vonderschmidt with a half a dozen. And as Benedictine gets to the other end of the floor, we are going to have a whistle, and we're going to have a foul. It'll be on Peru State, and let's see against whom it is going to be called. I think it's going to be Diaz, and it will be the first, Kylie Diaz. And the Ravens inbound pass stolen by Peru. Benedictine led in the opening quarter by Josie Weiser with 8, and Jennifer Jacobs right behind her with 7. The feed across, stolen by Josie. Look away pass right side, Dubert. She wanted to stop, doesn't. Feeds over to the left side instead. The driving shot with the left hand is good. That is the signature. Jennifer Jacobs shot down the left side of the lane. The sweeping left-handed layup, and count it plus one. So Jennifer Jacobs picks up her ninth point. It is going to be the... Find that foul. It is going to be the second foul of the game by Savannah Bingham. And a free throw is up and good. So Jacobs in double figures now with 10. It's 24-19, Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the first half, and Peru's going to throw it away down to the baseline. I'm giving Gatula a rebound for that. He tracked that thing down like a ball hawk now. Here comes Peru State, or Benedictine. Peru State backpedaling. The feed down low to Josie. Give her the bucket and an assist to Brueggemann. Josie Weiser joins Jennifer Jacobs in double figure scoring now. Weiser with 10. Lady Ravens are going to stretch their lead, and as the ball gets to midcourt, Peru State head coach Mike Seibert decides it's a good time for a timeout, and I think he's right. We're taking a break at 8:55 to go. Opening half in Atchison. Benedictine, 26, Peru State, 19.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
With 8 minutes and 55 seconds to go in the opening half, Benedictine has come out of the blocks hot to begin the second quarter and have forged their largest lead of the game. They lead by 7. Welcome back. Peru State coming out of the timeout will bring the ball in the forecourt, and the pass in the middle to Diaz is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Peru at the baseline. Ingram will bring it in. A quick little left-handed shot. No. Offensive rebound. Turning around. No. Follow shot from underneath. Yes. So the bucket is finally going to be knocked down by Vonderschmidt. And now the Ravens nearly turning it over on the inbound as Peru State stayed back to press. But BC will raise it into the court in the hands of Lauren Dubridge. 26-21 Lady Ravens. Brueggemann, one-hand push pass over to Dubert. She'll head for the baseline, pulls up from about 14. It's off the rim twice, won't drop, and the rebound going to be hauled back down by Rottinghouse. The Lady Ravens are going to keep it alive. Josie from the left side, a long three, buries it. A step and a half above the three-point circle. And now we have an official from way out on the left wing coming over and having a conversation. There is a foul. It is going to be against Benedictine. So let's reset a little bit of what's happened. Josie hits a three. She's got 13. A foul on that play by Rottinghouse will be her first and Benedictine's first of the second quarter. And it does not affect the shot. It is still good and makes it 29-21 Benedictine. An 8-point lead, now their largest advantage tonight. Inside 8 to go in the opening half. 29-21 Lady Ravens in front. Peru will dish it over to the left side to Ingram. Standing up above the three-point circle. Now feeds Diaz. She'll drive into the lane. Misses a shot. Josie sweeps down the rebound. Gets stumbled and gets tripped up. And is going to be fouled in the backcourt. The whistle is going to be on Vonderschmidt. Harrison Vonderschmidt. All City, Nebraska Canadian. 7:40 to play in the first half. Skip pass left side to Jacobs as Benedictine is back on offense. They'll feed underneath for Jacobs. It'll be slapped away from her by Vonderschmidt. That was a nice athletic play. And she really had to fully extend and stretch to get a fingertip on that basketball to deflect it out of bounds. And Tuber will inbound it for BC. They're down to the baseline, brings it into Nicholson. They'll feed Morales. Morales gets hooked and fouled. Oh, are they calling an offensive foul? They are. I thought the Peru State player had hooked her, and the official underneath says Morales with an elbow had hooked the defender. So Carmen Morales is going to be whistled for the foul. It'll be her second of the game, and Prairie State will be the beneficiary of the turnover. 7-11 to go in the first half. Brew back up the floor with it. Their Red Hunt early shooting has cooled a little bit, but still shooting well. And now, from beneath the goal, Diaz will collect her fourth point of the night. 29-23, Benedictine. Inside 7 to go in the half. Prairie State is at 47% from the floor now on 8 of 17 shooting. Dubert is trapped at the baseline, lobs it out to Josie. She'll launch a three. It's online, but a little long. And the rebound by the Ravens beneath, and they will say that as the ball hit the rim on its carom upward, it hits the backboard support. And so it's going to belong to Prairie State. They'll bring it in from inbound. Back to the numbers. Now both teams are hitting it absolutely even, 50%. Peru, 9 of 18 from the floor, and Benedictine, 11 of 22. Ravens up a half dozen with 6.5 to go in the half. Diaz will have it on top, steps up to the high post, swings it over to the left to Ingram. Now she'll step away, pull up the three, and it's way short. And the very long rebound is going to be secured down by Peru State. Natasha Deal misses. Back again with the rebound is Vondersmith. She'll put it up and miss. And now it's going to be out of bounds, and back it's going to come to Peru State. So Lady Bobcats are going to have it into the baseline, having come up with several offensive rebounds, and they're still going to have the ball alive. By the way, I know Seth is going to remind you, but I like to do it too. I want to remind you that you're enjoying high school basketball this evening here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. With 6 minutes to go in the opening half, Peru State's pass into the middle, stolen by Kennedy. Nicholson coming up with a basketball. She'll bring it into the forecourt. Rocket pass left side. Dubert goes three. No. Rebound. And the Ravens are going to be able to save it. Josie will go three. Yes. Josie Weiser, 16 points. With still 5:40 to go in the first half. It's now 32-23. And as the Ravens take what is again now their largest lead of the game, up 9, we're going to see another Peru State timeout. It is, I think, important for Peru State to try their best to not let this game get away from them before halftime. We're taking a break. 5:36 to go in the half in the Nolan. Lady Ravens 32, Peru State 23.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Five and a half to go here in, actually 5:36 to be precise, to go here in the first half of the ladies' game. Crowd continues to filter in, and the stands continue to fill up. Delightful to see so many students back as classes resuming here in the spring semester on the Benedictine campus. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Peru State basketball, and they'll swing it over to the left side where Vondersmith will handle it. She'll bring it off on top to Natasha Deal. Looked into the middle. A little skip pass comes in to Diaz. Diaz back off on top. Toby, who's coming the game. Now the ball's loose. Diving for it. Dubert unable to control it down. Shot clock to 6. Prue looking to get a shot away. Baseline is up. It's no good. Rebound, Ravens. Roddinghouse back into the game. Comes up with a board. And the upcourt pass is going to be slapped away out of bounds. And yet another really good defensive play by Peru State's Arison Vondersmith, 5'11" sophomore. Vondersmith looks a little bit spent, and coach is going to give her a breather, bringing Tierra Dodd back in. Ravens bring the ball into their baseline. Stepping over to the right side is going to be Lauren Dubert. Little underhand pass, and Kennedy Nicholson from beneath the goal scores it. Kennedy Nicholson. They've got her at 5'6". She may be a little bit taller than that. I think that may be something of an understatement. But for Nicholson, her first points of the game. And the Ravens go up with a double-digit lead, 34-23. On the other end, a three-point shot hits the back of the rim, goes up, crawls up over the backboard, and it's going to be BC basketball. 34-23, Lady Ravens by 11. They have outscored Peru State 10-4 so far in the second quarter. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Wade, and Roddinghouse. Here's Josie, three, online, but just a little short, and the rebound will be lost out of play, and will come back to Peru State. It'll come into bounds from right in front of the end of the Bobcat bench, very near the baseline. Inbound bounce pass to Haley Ingram, and Ingram, the Omaha native, up the floor. She'll hand it over to Toby. And then Todd will bring it on top. Benedictine stays with their player defense, and that's pretty much going to be what you see from them. That's kind of their stock and store. They like that. Don't know if I've seen them do any zone at all this year. Here's a left-handed layup by Diaz. It's going to be wide left. And rebounding at Benedictine. Josie coming up with the ball. Dubert will bring it all the way down the floor. Takes the free throw line, comes out on top. Roddinghouse. She'll go three and hit it. How about that? When a 6 foot 3 inch Seneca, Kansas City drops it in from the top of the key for three. Roddinghouse with five, and now it's 37-23. Benedictine putting together a substantial opening half lead with 3:20 to go before intermission. Deal will have it, cuts down the left side of the lane, goes in with the underhand shot, missed it. Josie rebounds it down, and then is going to lose it out of bounds. And they're going to say it's off, Benedictine, and Josie protests, but I think the official down there, I think that he probably is spot on. Coming in for Peru State for the first time tonight, we're going to see Tatum Miller. Tatum, 5'3", and I think that's accurate. She's a sophomore from Minneapolis, Minnesota. She has played in all 15 games for Peru State this year. And she's going to be, obviously, playing at the one spot. 3 minutes to go in the half, shot clock at 7. Peru with the basketball. They'll go down the left side of the lane. The shot's going to be deflected, and the rebound is loose on the floor. We have a collision, and as the ball goes out of bounds, it's still rolling loose, and they're going to say no out of bounds. Ravens come up with it. That ball was alive. Benedictine goes to Dubert against two defenders. Their driving layup won't drop. Lauren was down the floor 1-on-5 at 2:40 to go in the half. Here comes Miller. Peru State back up floor with it. A little confusing there for a minute. Dodd back to Vonderschmidt. She did not stay out of the game very long. Comes it right side to Bingham. Again, single digits on the shot clock. Nice feed across the lane, but before the shot goes up, that feed by Miller, well, she crashes into the lane and commits an offensive foul. So Tatum Miller will have her first foul of the game. First 18 foul four. Benedictine has committed, after quite a few in the opening quarter, they've committed only 2 second quarter fouls so far. So they've cleaned that up a little bit. And now we're going to have an illegal screen out on top. As quickly as she comes into the game, Riley Wade gets herself into the scorebook with a personal foul. BC's really worked hard, I think, to reintegrate Wade in. She's been out with some injuries and some things and been unable to play it. They've tried really hard to get her back into the game. And she's still, I think, working on making that happen. 1:50 to go in the first half. Here's Peru, goes right side, into the lane. Vonderschmidt, shot short, rebound Josie. She'll rip the ball free and bring it up court herself. Goes right side to Nicholson. Kennedy, counted for three. Nicholson! Lady Ravens opening it up now. It's 40-23. It has been, what, a 16-4 second quarter for Benedictine. Now the Lady Ravens are going to slap the ball out of bounds. That was Nicholson reaching in and batting it away from Miller. So for Peru State, it'll come in the corner. 1:22 to go. Here in the first half, and entering the game now for the Lady Ravens. We're going to get more area flavor as Hattie Gross, the 5'8 freshman out of Frankfort, Kansas, checks in. Inbound pass slapped that way by Benedictine, and Peru will be looking to put it back in. 17 on the shot clock, 1:20 to go in the half. Benedictine leading it by 17. Looking in. Miller in trouble. Finally brings it in. Nope, they're going to say 5 seconds. Did not get the ball in play. A great defense on the inbound play for the Lady Ravens. Benedictine will come up court with it. Here comes Riley Brueggemann. Riley still looking for her first point of the game. Hattie Gross comes out on top. Nicholson and another offensive foul. And Riley Wade has quickly notched 2 fouls in 3 minutes. 1:10 to go in the first half. Thunder Schmidt inbounds it. Peru will bring it up. I thought Wade picked up 3rd foul right there, but apparently no. And now the Ravens have come up with a steal. The skip pass, Brueggemann. Give her two. Riley Brueggemann. 42-23. In the last minute now of the first half. First eight up court. Ravens force a turnover, and Benedictine will have it back in. The opening quarter was nip and tuck. BC found themselves trailing by as many as 5. They ended up taking a 2-point lead at the end of the opening quarter, but the second quarter has been all Lady Ravens. They were looking to go up 20. The feed underneath, and Jacobs goes up for the shot. She is fouled. Kylie Diaz will pick up the foul. Her second, Benedictine, coming to the free throw line with Jennifer Jacobs. This one is good. Jennifer having a good night at the free throw line. That is her 11th point of the game, and she's looking at one more. Benedictine up 20, and that one will not roll in. Rebound, Bobcats. It's 43-23, BC. Through with it on top, will feed to the free throw line. Vonderschmidt back out to Diaz. Takes it to the top. Ingram, 15 to go on the shot clock. Back over to Natasha Diehl. Diehl slides over to the right side, feeds again to the free throw line. Vonderschmidt, no room, shot clock's at 6. Now from the top, they're going to go for the 3 and knock it down. That's a big 3, an important shot for Peru State to get something on the board. Haley Ingram hits it, 43-26. Benedictine down court, plenty of time. Nicholson from the baseline, no. Bobcats board it down, and they're just going to let the clock run out, and we are at halftime. It has been a very good first half for Benedictine and an outstanding second quarter. We'll be back to recap it as the teams head off the board, go to the locker room. The score, the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 43, Peru State, 26.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75. Highway.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hey, back with you here at the Ralph Dillon Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus. And first of all, I'm going to go back to that spot that you just heard, Amberwell, talking about the half-court shot. Okay, that is so legit, because last night I was in Effingham and I saw the first of the two guys who got a shot drain that half-court shot and hit that $500 half-quarter. The whole place exploded. It was fantastic. So congrats to him, and it's a fun promotion. Talking about having a little fun, well, the Raven fans who are here in really good number now, they're having some fun as Benedictine has put together a 43-26 halftime lead over the visiting Peru State Lady Bobcats here at the half. Let's look at how the scoring is shaking out. First of all, for Peru State, leading the way, well, there are two players sharing the high-scoring honors. It is Haley Ingram and also Vonderschmidt, Harrison Vonderschmidt, each with 8. 4 apiece for Natasha Deal and Kylie Diaz, and the other two belong to Tierra Dodd. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 2 players already in double figure scoring. What a half for Josie Weiser. 16 points, 8 in the opening quarter, 8 more in the second quarter. 16 for Josie. Jennifer Jacobs with 11 in the first half. Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Rodinghouse with 5 apiece, 4 in the first half. For Lauren Dubert, Riley Brueggemann knocking down the other 2 Benedictine first half points. Looking at the fouls, no, you know, nobody in any trouble. Don Vonderschmidt, Diaz, each with 2 for Peru State. No one with more than that for Benedictine. Wade, Morales, and Stork, all with 2 fouls. No one for Benedictine with 4. Looking at the numbers really quickly, Peru State started off red hot. In fact, was able to take a 5-point lead. They were up 15 to 10. Got up by 5 as they were just blistering hot out of the gate. Benedictine just continued to do what they do. Peru State kind of came a little bit back down to earth. First half saw Peru go 10 of 27 from the floor, 37%, as Benedictine was 16 of 32. Lady Ravens hitting half of their shots from the floor in the first half. Peru, 2 of 6 from the outside. Benedictine, 4 of 12. And at the free throw line, Lady Ravens, a good first half at the free throw line. 7 of 8. Peru State was 4 of 7. Benedictine also, at one of the things I always feel like is a real marker in a game, a rebounding difference. And Benedictine out-rebounded Peru State 23 to 13. That is a really, really big disparity on the courts in the first half. Looking out on the court, the guys' teams are out warming up. Don't forget, we'll have the second half of our College Hoops double header coming up at the conclusion of the ladies' games. It'll be the men's turn around 7:30 for that start. But first, we're going to have the second half of the women's game coming up shortly. That's it. It's halftime here in Atchison with the intermission score. Benedictine 43, Peru State 26. We're going to kick it back to Seth in the K Radio Sports Studio, and he's going to take really good care of you here at halftime.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of 2 lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons. Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time. Back here with you at Hot Country at 93.7 here in the halftime show, here as the BC women lead the Peru State Bobcats by a score of 43-26. BC in full control there after a tight first quarter. Again, the Ravens able to jump out there and take that lead again by 17 now at the half. And Benedictine, again, looking to increase that into the second half of play. Look for another victory, again, in league play. Tom Counts will have the second half of that women's game coming up here in just a few moments. So stay tuned. We'll get you back out there to the, again, ball game in just a bit. Also, the second half of our doubleheader tonight coming up at around 7:30 here tonight. We'll have the BC men's game tonight as the Ravens and the Bobcats meet up again. Peru State and BC, our nightcap in the men's game. Also, don't forget, high school basketball back on the radio here this upcoming Friday night as the Ravens as well in action. Marhill Mount Academy headed north up to Troy to take on the Trojans, as we'll have that Northeast Kansas League matchup coming up this Friday right here on Hot Country 93.7. Tom Counts again with the play-by-play coverage of that one as Marhill Mount Academy on the road at Troy for that ball game. We'll have that around 6 o'clock. We'll wrap everything up with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Jake and Boz will get you all of the action from around Northeast Kansas, all the scores, and again, our athletes of the week, all that, again, with the high school basketball coverage this Friday night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Tomorrow, Thursday, also don't forget about our programming starting at 5:15. Tom and Gus will have Sports Look, little recap of regional sports, and then also it's our coaches shows. Again, then coaches insight with Brandon Tadman, local high school basketball coaches, girls and boys program. They will talk about their basketball teams and where they're at and get you the latest update on how things are going with those teams. So that's tomorrow, again, coming up here on CARE 93.7, starting at around 5:15. All right, we're going to take a quick break, check in on our weather forecast, and then send it back out to Tom right here on Hot Country 93.7 as you're listening to BC Raven Basketball here on CARE Country.
Automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators. Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock, and that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 20 tonight under mainly clear skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 38 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Lows level off around 25 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies and dry Friday, clouds on the increase by Saturday. Low 40s Friday, mid 20s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
All right, Megan, thank you. Here at Hot Country 93.7 in our studios here in downtown Atchison, currently 26 degrees. Our winds out of the southwest between 5 and 10 miles an hour. Clear skies on a chilly Wednesday night here in Atchison. All right, we send it back to Tom Count, second half of the BC Women, the Ravens, and the Bobcats of Peru State. Second half action coming your way next.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
How to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Good to have you back as the second half of the ladies' game getting set to get underway. We got Seth back at a Care Sports Studio. He's the guy taking such good care of you at halftime. And Tom Counts with you here as the Lady Ravens put the ball in play. JJ straight up, straight in. And literally seconds into the third quarter, Benedictine adds to their lead. Here's a driving shot on the other end of the court. It's going to be up and good on a running shot by Haley Ingram. And that'll put her in double figure scoring with 10. Welcome back, everybody. These teams have come out of the block firing to begin the second half. It is 45-28, Benedictine in front. Each team, it looks like, is going to have their original starting five on the floor. Here's Kennedy Nicholson. She'll attack the basket, but her layup will not go in. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, Rottinghouse, the Benedictine five, Diaz and Bingham, Vonderschmidt, Dio and Ingram, for Peru State. The shot by Diaz, no. Rebound, Nicholson. Outlets, JJ. She'll take it to the rack. Put it up and in. Jennifer Jacobs. She scored 4 already in this quarter that is a minute old, and she's got 15 in the game. It's 47-28, Lady Ravens. Benedictine has led by as many as 20 in the waning moments of the first half. Here's Peru with it out on top. Natasha Deal to Diaz. Quickly over to the right side. Bingham all the way to the baseline. Puts up a runner and gets it to roll in. That is the first bucket tonight for Bingham. So she's got to be pretty happy to get something to roll in for her. She's the junior from Plattsburgh, Missouri. Ravens lead cutting out of 17. Backing in. Rodney House shot up. No rebound off the floor. And Bingham's going to come up with it. Here comes Peru State. Natasha Deal swings it over to Haley Ingram. Now way out on top to Diaz. Flashes up for the high post. Kicks it back quickly to a guard. She didn't want to handle that ball too much. 15 on the shot clock. 7:50 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine leading it by 17. Top of the key, now down the right side of the lane. A little bump. Shot is up high off the backboard and good. A couple of more points to Natasha Deal, and she's at a half a dozen. Suddenly, Peru's back to within 15. Benedictine left side, Josie in the lane, Rodinghouse hooks and scores. Josie gets an assist on that one. Riley Rodinghouse makes it 49-32. 7:20 left in the third. Now pressure on top by Benedictine's Lauren Dubert defensively all over Haley Ingram. That'll fall down to the baseline. It's not rejected by Josie. You can hear the reaction of the crowd. Josie will take it coast to coast. Go to the other end. Behind the head layup. No. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs. Swings it left. Back to Josie. Baseline. She'll go 3. Buried it. That's another one for Josie. She's at 19 points as she hits her third 3 tonight. 52-32, Benedictine again, leading it by 20. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Through with the basketball, way up top side in those traveling black uniforms. Benedictine in the home whites. Through going from left to right across your dial in the second half. And as the drive goes to the baseline left, Nicholson slides over a little bit and picks up her first foul. So for Kennedy Nicholson, foul number 1. For Benedictine, team foul 1 in the second half. Here's a 16-footer by Diaz. She makes it look so easy. Kylie Diaz with 6. Here's the thing. Kylie Diaz has really been defended well by basically a trio of different players for BC. Diaz averages 14-3 a game. With that bucket, she's got 6. And we're at 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Josie to the right side. Bounce pass across to Rodinghouse, who was not ready for it. And Peru State will come up with a steal off the floor, coming up with a loose basketball. Out on top, Ingram. Haley will back it away towards center circle. Now work off the screen. She'll go right side. Dubert reaches in, dislodges the ball for a moment. Now a runner from the left side is up. No good. Josie with a rebound. Josie's playing well on all sides of the ball tonight. And Benedictine's court length pass is going to escape them. Get out of bounds. Not only is Josie hitting 8 of 13 from the floor, 3 of 6 from outside, she has got 10 rebounds. So Josie's already got a double-double, and we've got, 5:40 to go in the third quarter. What a nice game for Benedictine Senior out of Jefferson County North High School. Coach Chad Folsom has done throughout his long career, Benedictine, a great job of recruiting area athletes. And here's a shot from the outside, missing for Peru State. It'll go out of bounds and to Benedictine. He's recruited so well from the area, and there have been so many players from nearby who have come to play for the Lady Ravens that it just makes a difference. Not only do you have players who are invested in the team just because they know it, here's a shot from underneath by Rodinghouse that won't fall, and the rebound is on the floor. Peru's going to come up with it. It helps the attendance. You got family and friends who are not just filling the stands, but are able to come and watch their player, perform at the college level, which is, it's fantastic. Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, old teammates, so many people get to come in and watch them. and it continues just to develop that sense of community. And with that in mind, a lot of teams come to these games, and among them, there's one here tonight. Benedictine coming up over to basketball, leading at 52-34. Josie goes up, gets knocked to the floor. She's okay, and we'll have two free throws coming up. In the stands tonight are the Lady Panthers of Centralia. So they are in the gym this evening, and probably part of the reason, I think it would be fair to assume, I don't know this, but I'm assuming this partly because Benedictine has a letter of intent signed to come to BC next year by one of those Lady Panthers, as Owen Dieters is going to be playing for Coach Folsom in BC next year. So it's good to see her and her team and the staff here tonight. Welcome to them. First free throw good. Second free throw also good for Josie. And she is now over 20. 21 points, Josie Weiser. It's 54-34, Benedictine. And from the left side, the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. And Benedictine back up short with it. Each coach making a couple of changes. We'll pick them up right quick as Peru State is going to bring, once again, 5'3" sophomore Tatum Miller into the game. For the Lady Ravens, the ball is going to be put in play by Nicole Stork, brought up court by Riley Brueggemann, out there with Josie Weiser, Carmen Morales, Kennedy Nicholson. That's your Benedictine five. Oh, what a pass! And then Morales couldn't finish it. And then going up with it off the offensive rebound, Stork gets fouled. That was a highlight reel pass from Riley Brueggemann to Carmen Morales, who I think was just stunned that somehow she was able to make that play. She couldn't hit the shot, but on the rebound, Stork gets fouled, and her first free throw is up and in, and Nicole will collect her first point of the game. Nicole Stork at the free throw line, the 5'11 sophomore from Adel, Iowa. Her second free throw rolls around, out, no good. Peru State with a rebound. 55-34. That does represent the largest lead of the game for Benedictine tonight, as they're up some 21 points. A shot from the baseline right is going to be too soft, and the follow shot is going to find Benedictine picking up a foul and putting Peru State at the line for a couple. Coming up there is going to be Lexi Barnes. Bobcats right now utilizing a lot of players. They're trying to find five. I mean, sometimes you just got to look around and find the five who are ready to go. And Lexi Barnes out of Alma, Kansas. Isn't that the, like, stone fence post capital? I think. Second free throw. No, she cannot get either of them to fall. Lexi Barnes. 5'10" sophomore. Ravens down court with it, and the shot up, no, rebound, Peru State. So I think maybe a little bit of the shine off this game for both of these teams. Push over to the right side. Peru State will start to drive into the middle, back off on top. Plenty of time. They're moving the ball briskly, but not getting any shots away, and this shot goes up missing. Ravens are going to rebound it down, and Benedictine will race into the forecourt. Kicking it down the left side, dumping it over to Kennedy Nicholson, feeds in the middle of Carmen Morales, changes directions, goes up with the left hand, misses it, gets her own rebound, gets fouled. It'll be Morales coming to the free throw line, and she will have been fouled by Savannah Bingham. Bingham picking up the foul. And Benedictine at the free throw line. Carmen's first one is up and good. So with that, Carmen Morales, who's gotten quite a bit of playing time tonight, collects her first point. She's been in for 7 minutes so far this evening. Her second free throw is going to be quite short. And a rebound swept away by Toby. So McKinley Toby with the rebound, Peru State back up court. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. All the way into the lane. The shot is up and around and good. That was a really tremendous job by the 5'3" Tatum Miller, just to take it in among the trees, as they say, and put that shot on its way. On the other end, Benedictine shot does not go in for Brueggemann, and it's a Peru State rebound. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, 56-36, BC by 20. crew, works it off top side, dumps it over to Toby. She'll think about the three. Josie gets in front of her. Now she'll work her way to the left side, fading away from the side of the lane. No good. Weiser coming down with another rebound. Josie, 13 rebounds now to go with her 21 points. Josie will go for three. No. And the ball is going to get away out of bounds. And the Lady Ravens will make a trio of substitutions. Peru State will make, looks like, one. Coming back in for the Bobcats is going to be Arison Vonderschmidt. And out of the court for Benedictine right now. Let's just take a look across the floor where we've got Michaela Bauman out there, Nicole Stork. You've got Riley Brueggemann, Riley Rottinghouse, and Lauren Dubert. 2 minutes and 20 to go in the third quarter. One hand push pass over to the right side for Peru State. Taken there by Dodd. Now the feed underneath the shot rejected. Slapped out of bounds by Rottinghouse. Eight on the shot clock for Peru State as the ball will come in for them just to the right side of the lane at their baseline. Vonderschmidt will take the inbound, feeds into the lane, trying to drive in, falling away. The shot blocked away again by Rottinghouse, and Benedictine coming up with it. Dubert flies into the forecourt, kicking it down the far side, dishes it to baseline, right three-pointer, off the rim, no. Rebound, Ravens and Michaela Bauman. Here's a turnaround shot, up, won't go. Rebound this time for Peru State. So Brueggemann couldn't get that one to fall in. Back up with it will come. The Lady Bobcats with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Thinking about three. Toby does not. Now it's going to be stolen. Here comes Brueggemann. Brings it down. Look away. Dubert. No, doesn't finish it. Another superb defensive play, or rather offensive play by Riley Brueggemann. Not rewarded with the bucket. And then Brueggemann's going to pick up a foul on the upcourt play. Lady Ravens are getting set to bring Hattie Gross back into the game. Brueggemann will check out. We mentioned Gross from Frankfort, Kansas, a 5'8" freshman, getting a little more playing time here tonight than usual. And as the season goes along and as a freshman begins to get more bought into and figure out a team, she's getting more playing time. Here's a little driving layup off the right side that's going to be up and good for the Lady Bobcats. 56-38, Benedictine, with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter, and now a whistle away from the ball, and a foul against Benedictine. No, foul on Peru State. They're going to call Peru State to Dodd. So Dodd picks up the foul, only her second, and the Ravens are going to turn it over on the inbound play. Peru up court. It's 1-on-3, so she's going to pull up and launch a long shot, missing. Michaela Bauman rebounds it down. Quality of play is diminished just a little bit, and now Benedictine's up-court pass is going to be stolen back by Peru. They'll pull up from 8, and there's the bucket. Kiara Dodd gets her fourth point of the game, 56-40. 35 seconds left, first half, or third quarter. 55 seconds left, or 35 to go in the third quarter. BC will back in. Stork gets it to Dubert. Her shot well short. Lawrence struggling a little bit tonight. Typically a better shooter than that. And as the shot clock goes up, Peru State comes up the floor. Benedictine leading it only now by 16. 11 seconds, 10, now 9. All the way around to the right side with it. The ball is knocked away by Stork. Picked back up by Dio. Her fadeaway baseline shot rims out, no good. And Benedictine is going to just hold on to the ball. We are through three quarters. We'll be back here in the Nolan fourth quarter of the ladies' game. Coming up, the score after three. Benedictine 56, Peru State 40.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Thanks, man. Go to the fourth quarter, and Bruce State put the ball in play as Benedictine continues to, they just continue to play well tonight. 20 of 49 from the floor, 5 of 16 from outside. Josie Weiser already a double-double. Here's a three-point shot by Prue. No, Dubert rebounds it down. Benedictine has its starting five back out of the court to begin the fourth quarter. There's a feed underneath to Jennifer Jacobs. It'll be knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Talking about having a great game. What about not only Weiser's 21 and 13, but Jennifer Jacobs is 5 of 5 from the floor and 5 of 6 at the free throw line. She's got 15 points. Underneath Jacobs, it's a layup. Now 6 of 6 shooting the ball tonight is Jennifer Jacobs. 17 points. 58-40, and Benedictine will force a turnover by the Bobcats on the inbound play. BC will have it back in, and we're going to get a Prue timeout. We're going to take a little bit of a break here with head coach Mike Seibrin for PSU. 9:20 to go in the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 58, Prue State 40.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
For the Lady Bobcats, who took the timeout, for the first team to come back out on the floor, and they're going to be out there with Ingram and, wait a minute, is that a new, yeah, we got a new player out there for Peru for the first time tonight. It's going to be Kaylee Reyes, a 5'8 junior from Sutton, Nebraska. Do not know Nebraska geography and certainly don't know Sutton, but Peru comes in and quickly puts up a shot that does not go in. Now more substitutions. Sutton's right back out of the game. She must have been just been a placeholder for a moment out there for Savannah Bingham, who returns to the floor. 9 minutes to play in the game. The ball loose on the floor. Peru's going to pick it up. A travel? Yeah. And that was great defense by Josie, forcing that turnover. Lady Ravens are going to have it back in. It's Benedictine still with the starting five. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, and Ridinghouse. Inside nine to go in the game, leading it by 18, 58 to 40. Ridinghouse goes left side to Dubert, and Dubert puts a great move on Ingram. Haley got behind her, reached back to try to stop her, and in the process picks up her first foul of the game. First fourth quarter foul for either team. Coming at 8:51 to play in the game. Lady Ravens got to pick up their 10th conference win tonight. They're going to go to 10-2 in the conference and 13-3 on the year. Pass over to the right side on the floor one time and a jump ball called as the defender reached in and was able to tie up Riley Ridinghouse. Again, Gus and I talk about this all the time. We got a longstanding rule. If you're a five, you should never dribble the basketball. Do not put it on the floor. Don't get it down to the waist. Just go up. Ravens, though, on the alternate possession, are going to have it in. Here's Josie from the baseline. That shot won't fall. And Prue is able to rebound it down. Lady Bobcats back up the floor. They'll go left side to Bingham. BC will stay with their player defense. I'm waiting to see when Coach Folsom goes to the bench. Here's a nice move and a bucket up and in. That was a really good move by Kylie Diaz, collecting her eighth point of the game, making it 58-42. And Dubert on the other end will drive and shoot and score. Half a dozen for Lauren. A little bit below her normal numbers. Lauren's the team's leading scorer, averaging 13 and a half. It is 60-42. We're inside eight to go. Cross court, the ball knocked away by Josie Peruzzo, able to save it. And now it's going to be slapped out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off Diaz. So the Raven defense has been, they've just been really good. They've hustled up and down the floor. They have forced, 14 turnovers. Benedictine has turned those 14 turnovers into 16 points. That is a very high number. BC back over to the right side. Josie, underneath it goes to Jennifer. Jacobs up and in. Josie, an assist. And Jacobs now at 19 points. I guess the only mystery is, who's going to be the leading scorer tonight? Will it be Josie? Will it be Jennifer? 7-11 to go in the game. It is 62-42. Right now, Josie with 21, Jacobs with 19. Here's a work to the left side. The shot, no. The follow shot, no. And we're going to have a Raven foul. So Benedictine will collect its first foul of the fourth quarter, and in the process, we'll put Natasha Deal at the line. Natasha, not a great free throw shooter, 54.8% on the season, and that one, not close. And for Natasha, it's not like it's a small sample size. She is 34 of 62 coming into the game tonight. She's had the second most free throw opportunities on the team, and will hit her second one. So, pretty much spot on for her average. Collects her seventh point there at the free throw line. It is 62-43. Josie feeds in. Jacob shot deflected enough to not go in. Brewstein will come up with the basketball. Benedictine's going to drop back pretty quickly and set up defensively at the top of the key with 6.5 to go in the game. Again, I'm not seeing Ravens at the scorer's table, and now we're going to get a Benedictine foul. The foul is going to be on Lauren Dubert, her second. And now BC will make a first substitution as Carmen Morales comes back in. As Carmen enters the game, she has a point in 8 minutes. The first free throw, got it. Ingram leads her team in scoring and adds to that a little bit. That was her 11th, and that is her 12th. Point tonight, 62-45, with 6.5 minutes left. Did you see the other night a women's college game where some team scored like 42 unanswered points or something? It was a D1 game to come from behind. And the Ravens, I want to see such as that go on. Oh, here's a nice pass from Jacobs. Gets the assist to Dubert. Lauren Dubert with 8. 64-45. And we're inside 6 minutes. Off the left block, the shot, no, the rebound, Nicholson. Here comes Kennedy. Races up, dishes left. Duber, little crisscross dribble, back out on top. Jennifer, right side, it'll go to Josie at 5:40 to play. The feed underneath, Morales, little underhand shot. What a shot, Carmen Morales. Carmen picking up her first field goal of the game, 66-45. We're getting a timeout. I'm looking to see if it's just for the purpose of rotating in players. No, it's going to be a regular timeout. So let's just do that. What do you say? With 5.5 minutes to go in the ladies' game, it's all Benedictine here in the Nola Gym. Lady Ravens 66, Peru State 45.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91-octane, 87-octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Well, as we come back, Peru State will be putting the ball in play. And they will feed over to the right side. Diaz working against Morales. Crosses over the shot. Yeah! Kylie Diaz now with 10. Ravens up the floor. Here's Josie. Shot blocked. Josie gets fouled and she'll come to the line. I'm going to tell you, it's true confessions time. So many times in these ladies' games, I see the game, it looks like it's going really fast, and I'm thinking to myself, the guys' game could get started early. I delude myself into thinking that. It's not going to happen. It never happens. We've still got 5:15 to play in this one as Josie will hit the first free throw, collecting her 22nd point, and the second free throw makes it her 23rd. 68-45. So, yeah. We're still over 5 minutes to play, so the guy's game is going to start at 7:30. At least it's not going to be tardy, I don't think. So stick around here on Care Radio as College Hoops doubleheader will continue with the guy's game here in a little while. Right now, though, the Benedictine women looking to finish this one off as the jump shot for Peru State will not drop off the hand of Haley Ingram. And BC into the forecourt. Riley Brueggemann up the floor, takes it down the right side, goes all the way to the baseline. She'll go from 12, doesn't hit it. A rebound on the other end for Peru State is going to be Dodd. Dodd comes topside. It's going to be Miller. And a big collision. You can hear bodies thump to the floor. And I don't know. I'm just a worrier, but I would think that Josie, in a game that I'm leading by 20-plus with about 4 minutes to go, and she's had 23 points, she has a big collision there. She gets right up and okay, but I'm thinking it's maybe it's time to call it a night. Yeah, there you go. Josie, also you get a little fatigued at this point, and you just don't want to take any unnecessary risk. At the free throw line, the shot up and good, and Tatum Miller pushes the score now to 68-49. And that will wrap up the night for Josie Weiser. She goes to the end of the bench, getting a little beverage, and Benedictine will bring Michaela Bauman in. Patty Gross is also in there. Nicole Stork comes into the game. Out there with Carmen Morales. So no starters out there now for Benedictine. Here's a jumper, top of the key, no. The follow-up by Stork, yeah. Nicole, that's her first field goal and her third point tonight. 70-49. Little behind-the-back dribble, changing direction. Goes to the left side where the three-point shot is. Got a little too much juice on it. Flies over the rim and goes out of bounds on a hop. And it's 3:45 to play. Benedictine is going to bring Diana Moser into the game. Moser is a 5'7 junior from Brazil. Now, usually I like to tell you what city they're from, but my Portuguese is so poor that I would hate to insult some of our Brazilian friends by trying to pronounce her hometown name. I'm going to work on that, though, here in the second semester. See if I can't get that down. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Benedictine with the basketball leading it by 21. Here's Michaela out on top. Left side, Hattie goes in. Shot blocked, and she got fouled. As the defender comes in, rejecting that shot, Hattie Gross is going to back up and take her spot at the free throw line. And a couple of shots coming up for the 5'8 freshman from Frankfort, Kansas. Hattie is a good free throw shooter. That was perfect. And one more shot coming up for Hattie Gross. And that one's good, too. Okay, I feel like now I can tell you she hasn't missed a free throw all year. I hate to say anything beforehand, but she is perfect on the season at the free throw line. 7-7, by the way. So Hattie with a couple of points there, and Benedictine stretches its lead to 23 with 3:15 left. Now for Prue, an athlete whom we had not yet seen this evening, and Aurelia Mauberry. She's from Le Mans, France. And Benedictine coming up with a steal. Riley Wade is back in. Goes right side, Hattie, Riley, out on top, Moser. She'll swing it over to the left and now the lob underneath for Morales, but that lob from Wade was just a little long and a little out of reach, even for the 6'3" Morales. Benedictine will continue to bring athletes into the game as Grace Dixon's in and Shay Lewis is in and Maggie Torber's in. Let's talk about them a little bit. Maggie Torber, the 5'8 freshman out of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Shay Lewis from Union Star, Missouri. She's a sophomore at 5'9". And, of course, from Manhattan, Kansas, Grace Dixon, 6'1", junior. So for Benedictine, that's got everybody in the game tonight at 2 minutes and 40 to play. If you had a jersey, you got in. There's a long jump shot. Nicely done for Peru State. And McKinley Toby will get her first 2 points. McKinley from Broken Bow, Nebraska. Ravens feed into the lane. Go to the left. The shot off the window is not going to go. And the rebound out of play. Who's touched it last? The official standing right there. And it'll be Benedictine basketball. 2:09 left. Lady Ravens up 72-51. Moser will do the inbound. Torber, Moser, Lewis, Wade, and Dixon. I've never seen that five on the floor before at the same time. BC right side. Moser will drive across. Goes down the lane. Left-handed swoop shot. No follow shot. Yes, give it to Grace. Dixon for two. Grace Dixon picking up her first points of the game tonight. Ravens go up 74-51. Give pass into the lane. Stolen by Moser. She outlets it to Wade on the floor once. Goes and scores it. So Riley Wade will score. That is her first point of the game. And at 1:25 to go, Benedictine goes up by 25. Pushing it off on top. Mauberry. She'll go three. No. No French connection there. Back up with it will come Benedictine. You don't get a Popeye Doyle shot very often, so you got to take it. Minute to go in the game. And the Ravens are going to be fouled. That will be... Nope, that's not going to be free throws. I was thinking maybe Maggie Torber might be coming to the line. Maggie, I mentioned a moment ago, out of Blue Rapids, Kansas. This is her fifth appearance this season for the Lady Ravens. Riley Wade starts left, cuts back right, dumps it into the middle and into the hands of a waiting defender. And Prue will bring it the other way. Splitting two defenders, the shot misses, the rebound tipped out, BC coming down with it. Torber will bring it up the floor. With the ponytail streaming behind her, she'll lay it off on top to Moser, back to Torber, steps inside, goes to the block, puts up the shot, doesn't get the roll. Rebounding it down, Peru. A little forearm push off underneath by the Bobcats in the upcourt pass, stolen by the Ravens. Shot clocks off. Benedictine does not have to take a shot, but there's a freshman who hasn't played much. It's going to be hard to tell him no. But coach says no, and that's going to do it. As the clock rolls down, the crowd comes to his feet with applause, and that's going to do it. The final score tonight in the Nolan in the ladies' game. Benedictine 76, Peru State 51. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, as the guys' teams take the floor, going through some warm-up drills, we've got men's college basketball coming up before long here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Let's recap how that Lady Raven victory came out. First of all, looking at it for Peru State, Lady Bobcats were led in scoring by Haley Ingram. She had a big game. She is a good player, had a dozen points on the night. Double figures also for Kylie Diaz, who's typically their leading scorer. Kylie with 10 this evening. Following those two is a 9-point game for Natasha Dio. 8 tonight for Arison Vonderschmidt. And then it drops precipitously. Tatum Miller with 4. 2 for Savannah Bingham. 2 for McKinley Toby. Oh, and by the way, Tiara Dodd, she also had 4 tonight for Peru. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, we talked about her often tonight. And certainly well-deserved attention for Josie Weiser. Double-double tonight for Josie with 23 points and 13 rebounds tonight. Josie shot the ball well. 8 of 15, also 4 of 4 at the free throw line. So Josie, 23 points tonight to lead all scorers. Also, for the big offensive number was Jennifer Jacobs. She went, ended up the night 7 of 8 shooting the ball. 5 of 6 at the free throw line, 19 points tonight for Jennifer Jacobs. For BC, Lauren Dubert contributed 8. It was a 7-point game for Riley Rottinghouse. 5 tonight for Kennedy Nicholson. 3 each for Carmen Morales and Nicole Stork. Riley Wade and Grace Dixon, each with 2 points for Benedictus. So the Lady Ravens, another record advances now. They're 13-3 at 10-2. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Peru State moves to 6-12 and 4-10 in Heart play. Stick around. Guys game coming up here on Care Radio. Do not want to miss that one. And we'll be back to bring it to you live. But we're going to take a little bit of a break. Again, the final score in the ladies' contest. It was Benedictine 76, Peru State 51. We're kicking it back to our man Seth. He's in that Care Radio Sports studio. We'll be back here in the Nolan before you know it.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 20 tonight under mainly clear skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 38 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Lows level off around 25 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies and dry Friday. Clouds on the increase by Saturday. Low 40s Friday, mid-20s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
All right, Megan, thank you very much. As we take a look here at our current conditions in downtown Atchison, clear skies, 26 degrees. Our winds out of the south-southwest here between 10 and 15 miles an hour as a fairly cool start here to this Wednesday evening. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, the Petting Zoo returns as Brian Hagan and the Morning Show will be back in tomorrow on a Thursday. In the Morning Show, you'll have all the news, weather, and sports update. Brandon Tadman will have that one. That'll include a recap of that girls' game as the Atchison ladies, the Benedictine Ravens, get the win 76-51 over Peru State. As with that win, now Benedictine with a record overall of 10-2 in conference, 13-3 overall again with their record. They are up next again coming up here this Saturday, a game you can catch right here on Hot Country 93.7 as they travel to Clark, Iowa, taking on Clark and Dubuque, Iowa. As we'll have that one pregame right before 12 noon. Tom Counts will be back with that game here this weekend. Second half of our doubleheader is coming up here in just a moment as it's the men's turn here in about 10 minutes as the Bobcats and the Ravens meet up on the hardwood. That's coming your way. Stay tuned. More basketball coming up here tonight on Hot Country 93.7.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons.
And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
All right, set back here with you on Hot Country 93.7 as we're at the break in between games here, Peru State at Benedictine. The men's game coming up here in just a minute. Tom Counts will be back. We got a little bit of a break, though, so I got a couple of songs lined up for you to get us through the half or the midway point of our doubleheader here tonight. Here's one from Kate Brown here on Kansas Land Country. This is Famous Friends along with Chris Young here on 93.7.
Single season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. Back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know him here in this big city we're in. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. Back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know him here in this big
city. Guys game getting set to go. We've just enjoyed the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and joining us, head coach Chad Bolson for Benedictine. Coach, I thought the ladies played a fantastic game tonight. Took a minute to get started, maybe, but they shook that off and did really, really well, I thought, tonight.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like you said, took us a little bit just to get our confidence back, you know, coming off the last game. But, yeah, I thought once we got rolling and our defense really picked up there in the second quarter, kind of set the tone and, you know, just played really well. Played well together, shared the ball, you know, got a lot of transition opportunities. And I thought tonight we really, in the half court, did a nice job of playing what we call 8-speed. You know, we didn't get hurried, we didn't get rushed, moved the basketball. Got some good touches in the post tonight, which was good to see. It was good basketball all the way around.
And, of course, you know, we've got to talk about the game that Josie had tonight. I mean, you're hard-pressed to get a nicer night. Double-double with 23-13 and a fantastic percentage. Not just that kind of numbers, but she shot so well.
She did. You know, great job, you know, knocking down threes. And then the effort to rebound tonight was incredible. You know, she's flying from everywhere, you know, and getting offensive boards, but also defensive box outs. And, just played with a whole bunch of energy tonight. It was great to see.
She was not that far from triple-double. I mean, a half a dozen assists, too, that kind of goes off with it. So, you know, you look at that kind of a complete game that she has
brought to the team. She led us in points, led us in rebounds, led us in assists. Yeah. You know, that's an awesome night tonight, for sure. And add two blocks to that, you know.
Yeah, Jennifer Jacobs, I like the way she shoots the ball. I love that little signature move of hers on the left side of the lane, but she is such a high-percentage shooter. When she lets go, it's going.
Yep, it is. You know, got great touch around the rim, and she had some three-point plays there tonight, too, you know, finishing with contact and making him get to the line and making her free throws tonight, too, which is good to see.
I thought the Peru State team, you know, they came out, and, you know, they came out of the gate. They came down here tonight. They were going to win this game. I mean, they felt it, and they got up by five there, you know, in one moment in the opening quarter.
Nope.
And so, you know, you can't take anything away from them. They're pretty good.
Yep. You know, they got some good players over there for sure, and they came out playing hard and aggressive, and they were making shots in the first quarter. And, you know, I thought our guys did a good job staying composed and keep playing hard, and then eventually were able to get the lead going into the second quarter and then really took off from there.
So, and again, as the season goes along, you don't have much time to get ready for these games. So, but you played one, you know, just the other day, and you're bouncing right back today. And you're going to get, what, like a day and a half off, and then a long roadie for Saturday.
Right. Yeah, no, it's here we waited like 2.5 weeks to play two games, you know, after Christmas. And now everything's in fast-forward mode. You know, this week playing Monday on the road and then tonight. And then, like you said, we have to leave Friday to go up and play Saturday at Clark, you know, 7-hour bus ride. So, you know, we got tomorrow to get ready in the gym and then get on the bus on Friday and then, you know, watch our film and go over scout and be ready to go on Saturday.
A couple of other things that to quickly talk to you about, if you don't mind. First of all, I think I'm like a lot of the fans and, you know, I'm like every kid that just loves to see some of the young players get out there and the enthusiasm, the excitement. And when you can get everybody in like you did tonight, not only is it just fun to see the players that you don't get to see very often, but I mean, you're looking at the future of the program out there.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's fun to see. I'm glad we've had a lot of games like that this year. You know, knock on wood, hopefully keep that up. But having the opportunity to get everyone in the game, and you know, and it's nice is when they come in, they're doing exactly what the starters are doing. You know, playing good defense, being in the gaps, pressuring ball. You know, they're getting come down, execute, and running good plays at the other end. So it's nice to see. You know, I mean, practices are really competitive. We've got a lot of good talent. And, you know, I think everybody in the program is getting better every day.
And we spent a little time during the course of the broadcast. I'm just kind of waxing on a bit. And I love the way we see so many local players that get to come to the game and they come to the program and play. They bring a lot of extra fans. And, you know, it allows a lot of people to come see them. And also old teammates to come see them, not only just family. And I also think that I may have had an Owen Dieter sighting today.
He definitely did. You know, she brought her whole team tonight. Centralia High School was in the house, and their coaches and all were able to come down and watch. And, yeah, Owen was super excited, she said, to bring her team down here and kind of see what the next 4 years are going to look like for her. So she was pretty pumped about it. But, yeah, their whole team was here, and congrats to Centralia. I think they're number two in the state, undefeated right now. They got a good program going on up there.
Yeah, Panthers are good at pretty much everything they do up there. And, again, this is just another one of the area players. You've got a couple, three, and I'm not good enough to tell you, pull them right off the top, but you've got several that are already committed to coming to Benedictine that are close to here.
Yep, we do, you know, a lot in this area. I mean, you look at our starting five, all five are from Kansas. You know, I mean, most of our players are probably within a 3-4-hour radius of here. You know, over time, kind of found, you know, number one, there's a lot of talent in that area. Number two, I think not all, but a lot of female athletes want to be a little closer to home. So we've kind of kept our focus in that 3-4-hour radius and, you know, found a lot of great players and great kids over the years.
So you're going to, like, practice, like, one time before you have to launch out?
Yeah, we'll have tomorrow to get in the gym, and then, like I said, Friday we're on a bus for 7 hours. So we won't practice that day. That's our recovery day, you know, of not practicing. This has been going since Sunday with, you know, getting ready for Monday, you know, and then Tuesday get ready for today, and then tomorrow to get ready for Saturday, and Friday we got to drive. So.
Coaches hate that. Coaches like practice, don't they?
To a point.
Yeah.
You know, you get to a point, you're like, you know, I think we're getting it down. And everybody needs some break, needs a rest, you know, so practice shouldn't be quite as long nowadays, and getting what we need done in a short amount of time is the key.
Coach, congratulations. Really good outing for the ladies tonight, and we look forward to Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tom.
You got it. Benedictine head coach Chad Bolton, Lady Ravens with a huge W in game one tonight. And we're going to kick it back to Seth, take a quick break, and we'll be back here in maybe like a couple of minutes, and it'll be the guy's turn.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic.
Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.